KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'll take you a look at sports this morning. The Atlantic girls golf team, the two golfers that qualified for the state meet, played well the last couple of days. Alyssa Ginther, Bailey Newell both finished up play Wednesday in the 3A girls state golf meet at Coldwater Links in Ames. Ginther finished tied for a share of ninth place, while Newell finished in a tie for 18th overall. Ginther shot an 87 to follow up her opening round of 79, finishing at plus 24, 166 for the 2 days. Ashton Carter of Creston also finished with a 166 total. Newell shot matching 85s for the 2 days, finishing at 28 over 170. For the tourney, Summer Sennard of Carroll and Sophia Gromidas of Creston finished in the same spot. Creston ended up jumping up a spot from day one, finishing as the state runner-up as a team with a plus 122 total for the tourney. Washington was the state champion. They were plus 94. Creston just edged out Gilbert, who finished third at plus 123. Carroll ended up in a tie for sixth in the team standings with Centerville. Cam's Sammy Jotty finished in 8th place individually, and the Griswold Tigers finished in 6th place in the team race in the Class 1A Girls State Golf Tournament at the American Legion Golf Course in Marshalltown. Play wrapped up on Wednesday after a rain-delayed day 1 and a shotgun start on day 2. Jotty finished with a 2-day total of plus 27, 169. She shot an 86 on Wednesday to follow up a first round of 83. Abby Schaefer of Mount Air finished in 6th place with rounds of 80 and 85. J.C. Antofer of Exira EHK came in 12th overall. She shot 2 rounds of 88. Kayla Chapman of Trainer was right behind her in 13th place with rounds of 83 and 94. Matea Peters of Griswold followed in 14th place with rounds of 89 and 88 for a plus 35 total. Casey Noble of New London was the individual champion at plus 11, 153 on her 2 days. Griswold shot a plus 208, 776 for the tourney. They improved on their first day effort of 397 with a 379. Wednesday, Iowa Valley won the 1A state team championship. And girls soccer action last night in Class 1A regional first round play in Region 2. Panorama top Kemper Catholic in overtime, 4-3. It was Tri-Center, 9-0 over Logan Magnolia. In Region 3, Harlan beat Riverside, 4-0 to advance. Also in 2A regional semifinals from Region 2, Glenwood moves on, 9-2 over Denison. And girls softball play last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference. It was Red Oak beating Fremont Mills 16-1. Clarinda over Sydney 7-3. Sergeant Bluff Luton downing Harlan 5-3. Western Iowa Conference teams in action last night in girls softball saw Griswold beat Essex 17-7. Underwood topping East Mills 12-0. West Central Valley over Audubon 9-4. Logan Magnolia 15-0 over Abraham Lincoln. And Trainer beat Tri-Center 12-1. In Rolling Valley Conference action, it was Exira EHK over Arweva 3-2. West Harrison beat ACGC 6-4. Coon Rapids Bayard a 4-3 winner over Glenn Ralston. In baseball action last night, Hawkeye 10 Conference Atlantic picking up a 10-3 win over Nottoway Valley. It was Harlan 10-4 over Shenandoah. Abraham Lincoln beat Glenwood 6-2. St. Albert over Thomas Jefferson 9-6. Interstate 35 beating Creston 4-3. Denison over Maple Valley 9-6. From the Western Iowa Conference, it was Griswold over Essex 11-1, Tri-Center 8-7 over Trainer, Logan Magnolia beat East Mills 17-2, West Central Valley topping Audubon 14-2, Boyer Valley beat IKM Manning 11-9, Missouri Valley over West Monona 13-2. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Cam edging Woodbine 1-0, Arweva 6-2 over Exira EHK, Coon Rapids Bayard beat Glidden Ralston 9-5, Also in the Corner Conference, Sydney beat West Harrison 7-5 in baseball play last night. Iowa forward Tyler Cook will withdraw his name from the NBA draft consideration, and he will return to the Hawkeyes for his junior season. Cook announced his decision on Wednesday, which means the Hawkeyes are getting their best player back after a trying 2017-18 season. Cook said he's excited to return to Iowa for his junior season and grateful for the opportunities and the feedback that he received from NBA personnel. He was thankful for Coach McCaffrey and the coaching staff for their assistance and their patience during that process. Cook averaged team highs of 15.3 points and 6.8 rebounds a game for Iowa, which finished 14-19. But the return of Cook and fellow junior Isaiah Moss, who also withdrew from the NBA draft consideration, should put the Hawkeyes in position to improve next winter. Iowa will also bring in prized recruit Joe Wieskamp, perhaps the only recruit more highly touted than Cook in Coach Fran McCaffrey's 8 seasons with the Hawkeyes. McCaffrey said, "We're happy to have Tyler back for his junior season. Tyler did well in his work workouts and interviews, which will bode well for him next year when he goes through the process again. He's had a significant impact on the basketball team the past two seasons, and McCaffrey said, "We look forward to Tyler improving his overall skill set and being a leader next season." Iowa State guard Lindell Wigginton says he's withdrawing from consideration for the NBA draft, and he'll return to school for his sophomore season. Wigginton, who averaged 16.7 points and 2.8 assists a game as a freshman, announced his plans on Wednesday. Wigginton and fellow newcomer Cameron Lard gave the Cyclones a pair of young cornerstone players in what was a rebuilding season a year ago. Wigginton broke Iowa State's record for points by a freshman, topping 20 on 13 different occasions. Though Wigginton had a strong initial season in Ames, he wasn't expected to get drafted, especially after playing mostly at shooting guard, despite standing just 6'2". Iowa State coach Steve Prohm said in a statement he's glad that Lindell had the opportunity to go through the experience of testing the waters for the NBA draft. With that being said, Prohm says we are extremely excited to have Lindell in our program for his sophomore season. Wigginton will rejoin a team that will be mostly intact after a disappointing 14-18 season. The biggest question moving forward will be whether Prohm moves Wigginton back to point guard and Nick Weiler-Babb, who shined in his role as a facilitator, moves over to small forward. A large number of college basketball players announced yesterday that they were staying in school and withdrawing from the NBA draft. Kansas forward Udoka Azubuike has decided to return to college, as have UCLA guard Jalen Hands, Missouri forward Jonte Porter, Florida guard Jalen Hudson, and Clemson starting backcourt of Marquise Reed and Shelton Mitchell. Kentucky is keeping P.J. Washington and losing Wyan Gabriel. Washington withdrew from the draft to return to the Wildcats for his sophomore season, but Gabriel is going pro despite not receiving an invitation to the NBA Combine. Villanova is losing Amari Spellman to the draft weeks after he was named the Big East Freshman of the Year. Charles Matthews is leaving Michigan for the NBA after averaging 13 points and helping the Wolverines reach the NCAA title game. Maryland's Kevin Herter is foregoing his final two seasons of college eligibility and staying in the draft. Meanwhile, Reed Travis is leaving Stanford despite pulling out of the draft. The forward plans to transfer for his final year of eligibility after ranking third in the Pac-12 in scoring and in rebounds. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Orlando Arcia singled home the tie-breaking run while the Brewers scored twice in the seventh inning, beating the St. Louis Cardinals 3-2. Christian Yelich had two RBIs for Milwaukee, including a game-tying homer a half inning after Harrison Bader went deep during the Cardinals' two-run seventh. Redbirds hurler Alex Reyes pitched four scoreless innings in his return from Tommy John surgery, but the Brewers improved to 19-8 this month and set a team record for the wins of the month of May. Elsewhere in the National League, Cincinnati beat Arizona 7-4, Pittsburgh over Chicago 2-1, New York over Atlanta 4-1, San Francisco beat Colorado 7-4, L.A. over Philadelphia 8-2, San Diego 3-2 over Miami. In the American League, Mike Moustakas homered, doubled, and collected four RBIs in the first two innings, while the Royals built a 9-run lead in an 11-8 victory against the Twins. Jorge Soler went 4-for-5 with a home run as Kansas City dropped Minnesota 5.5 games off the AL Central lead. Elsewhere in the American League, Boston beat Toronto 6-4, Cleveland over Chicago 9-1, New York beat Houston 5-3, Detroit topping L.A. 6-1, Tampa Bay over Oakland 6-0, Texas beat Seattle 7-6. In interleague play, Washington 2-0 over Baltimore. Chicago Cubs right-hander Yu Darvish has inflammation in his right triceps, but no structural damage. He could start a throwing program as soon as this weekend. The Cubs also placed right-handed reliever Carl Edwards Jr. on the 10-day disabled list with right shoulder inflammation, and they recalled right-hander Corey Mazzoni from AAA Iowa. Well, the Washington Capitals had never won a Stanley Cup final game in their 43-season history before they evened their series with the Vegas Golden Knights at a game apiece last night. Second-period goals by Alex Ovechkin and Brooks Orpik gave the Caps a 3-1 lead in a 3-2 victory at Vegas. Ovechkin snapped a 1-1 deadlock with his 13th goal of the postseason, a power play tally at 5:38 into the middle period. Orpik expanded the lead 4:03 later, ending his 220-game goal drought. Braden Holtby stopped 37 shots and setting a team record for victories in a single postseason. Holtby made 15 saves in the final period and was perfect after Shea Theodore beat him late in the second. Lars Eller had a goal and two assists for the Capitals, who had dropped their previous five Cup final games. The Capitals finished the game without Evgeny Kuznetsov due to an upper body injury. That injury ended his point streak at 11 games. Game 3 is set for Saturday. That'll be in Washington. And Golden State forward Andre Iguodala will be out for Game 1 of the NBA Finals tonight as he recovers from a bone bruise in his left knee. Iguodala was injured in Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals against the Rockets on May 20th and was evaluated on Tuesday. He's making progress, but still has the bruise and inflammation of the nerves surrounding his knee. Kevin Love's status for Cleveland remains unclear. The All-Star forward has been going through the concussion protocol after he was injured in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals against Boston. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.